We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS Soccer Show. I'm Adam Zdroik, joined by Ryan Belangi, and Jordan Cooper is back. I had to look at the history. I think this is the second time in 2024 that we're getting Jordan on the show because the prices are released at a reasonable hour. But Jordan, I got to put you on the spot here. You've been winning money on SGPs throughout the year. You have to build a soccer SGP before we leave. I think we did this already, but
what?
Yeah.
I only build them based on the projections, and I mean, I do boosts and stuff. If it's just normal, I don't touch those things.
Let's say you got a 50% boost, and then
50% boost brought Man City in the over.
Okay, we'll build that.
I made sure to come back. I'm glad DraftKings released the prices early enough so that I could be on this show, and they made it specifically easy for me, right? They're like, okay, what's the best way to get me back on the show for me to be able to just show up and say, jam in Man City, and I'll see you later.
We got to talk Manchester City for I don't know how long. We'll see what it looks like. But Ryan, this is not only do we have, you know, Manchester City as we're looking at the odds, 2.8 implied goal total, almost 90% chance to win, home against Luton Town. Not only do we have that, we actually just got a note this morning that Luton Town may not have any of their first team seven first team center backs because Mengi and Reese Burke have not been training this week, so we could see Ross Barkley playing center back for all we know. But we also have Manchester City rotation. Kevin De Bruyne did not play midweek because he was ill. Who knows if we still really don't know if Haaland's actually going to start. If he starts, he could go 45 minutes. We have rotation. So how fun do you think this slate is going to be, Ryan?
Well, I mean,
very fun.
It's probably one of the least fun we've had in a while. But I mean, I don't know if it's quite as simple as just jam Man City. I mean, you're going to want some Man City, but there's some other decisions. There's some decisions at defender and at midfield, in the mid range, and if you're going to punt, who you're going to punt. And then for tournaments, I mean, there's some other good plays on the slate. Like you said, like we don't really know what City's going to do. It looks like Foden's not going to play. Rodri's not going to play. That seems pretty likely. I don't know. It's, you know, City have a huge total, but I think there are paths to fading some of the guys. I mean, there's pretty much, you know, decent options in every other game. I mean, Brentford, I have a total over 2 at home against Sheffield.
Yeah, unfortunately for Jordan, so he comes back on the show. We get him back on the show, and it feels like the last 5, 6, 7 slates, none of these top teams in any of these Saturday slates. It's all pretty even, and now he's back. Now the price is up early, and we get Manchester City. So let's look at forward here. As Ryan said, it's not Maybe it's not as cut and dry as one would expect, because Phil Foden is the most expensive player, but he's probably not going to start. Picked up a minor issue there midweek. Kevin De Bruyne is 10.9K. That'll be the midfield conversation. So what is the conversation at forward? Pascal Gross is 9,800. Mbeumo may be a possibility home against Sheffield United, 9,400. Erling Haaland is 9,300, minus 275 to score. Ivan Toney, constant talking point at 9,200. Morgan Gibbs-White, 9,100. There are players here, and then you scroll down a little bit, Julian Alvarez is 7,400. So how much does the Manchester City lineup matter for you putting Julian Alvarez into your team at 7,400? Or does it not matter at all? Like maybe De Bruyne and Haaland are both out, and then Julian Alvarez is, we know he's going to be on sets, and maybe he's even in like a number nine role. Does that, any of that matter, or are you just playing Alvarez because he's 7,400? Jordan, for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah,
for you. I mean, it's a three-way hunt for first place for the league title and in the Premier League. I don't think Man City are taking this game off. I mean, to me, it's the matter of when do these guys come off, and how up are Man City going to be when that happens? And at that point, they may already get there. So, like, I don't know. To me, it's kind of straightforward when you have Haaland with minus 275 goal scoring odds and he's 9,300. I mean, he's almost 50% to have two goals. And Alvarez is minus 165 to score at 7,400. I mean, I guess the odd man out is Doku at 8,300 in the middle. He'll be the lower owned of them. I don't see me playing a lineup that doesn't have, I mean, just like at every spot, the Man City players are easy. I mean, once we get to midfield, it's the same thing. I'm not concerned about any. I mean, if Haaland and De Bruyne don't start, then we have all the money to do everything we want. Just play everyone. I mean, I feel like DraftKings has mispriced Man City by like 2,000 on like all of their players. Foden's probably not playing. So I don't know. I mean, GPP told different story, sure. But for cash games, I just feel like the capture method is just like, yeah, man, just play all the Man City and whatever points they score. Because it's not just, even if they win 2-0. They may have like 28 shots and 20 chances created. It's not like these guys don't have floors. And the more that, like, if Foden's not on the bench or anything, like, I don't see them taking this. I don't see them playing a B-side to hope to beat Luton. And then if they need people off the bench, they'll bring them on the 60th minute. I think they just come out and try to just destroy them as quickly as possible and then sub off people.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I'll just bring up Manchester City home against Aston Villa. That was when Haaland didn't start, De Bruyne didn't start. So it was kind of like a 4-2-3-1 with Grealish, Foden, Doku, Alvarez. Maybe we could see something similar to that, but obviously a different situation then. Ryan, I think it was a week ago, we had Arsenal home against Luton Town. Probably had about the same odds for Arsenal to beat Luton Town. I think that was a midweek slate, I want to say. Maybe it was only two or three games. Ryan's shaking his head here.
Go ahead.
It was kind of the similar situation. It was like Arsenal, Luton Town, everyone just jams Arsenal in. They got the almost three implied goal total. They got a couple goals early, and then the second half, they kind of, it was like, okay, we got the two-goal lead. They're not really going to threaten us, so like we're not going to work our legs too much. They finished with 13 shots. They had two shots in the second half of that match. I'm not saying the same thing's going to happen, but I guess what's your take here going into this for Man City?
My take is really that you're just stealing everything that I was going to say from the start. I was going to ask Jordan about the single game parlays, tell him to treat us to a little alpha, you know, in soccer. Give us
all right,
a soccer
speak.
One.
I'll That'd let nice. You speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was also going to say Arsenal were in this exact same spot 2 weeks ago, took 13 shots. They had 0.73 XG and won 2-0. So, you know, something like that could happen. Back to your original question of Julian Alvarez, 7,400 at forward. Doesn't matter with set pieces or not for me. Doesn't matter who starts. Doesn't matter where Alvarez starts. He's just, he's the first guy. He's the first forward, and I think even before Haaland. I mean, probably going to want Haaland too for cash. It's just as easy as Jordan said. I mean, it is a great spot for Mbomo. I mean, same price as Haaland. Like, you know, if he's going to play 86 minutes again, is that what he played last time? 90 minutes here? Like, if he scores a goal, he's going to outscore Haaland, unless you get a hat trick or something. But, yeah, I don't think it's much of a decision for cash. I mean, for tournaments, he hasn't been in great form. I mean, the pundits were all over him again after the Champs League last week. You know, Roy Keane called him a League Two player. He hasn't been very good lately. I mean, like, the worst player on the pitch in a lot of their most recent games and a lot of their matches against the bigger teams. That doesn't really matter in this spot. I don't know, unless his confidence is shaken. Remember when he was missing all those easy chances? So, I mean, it could happen for tournaments, but, like, yeah, for cash, I think you're just going to play Haaland and Alvarez and call it a day.
That's what you're on, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, what you mentioned before, that Luton may have like creative players in their defensive line. I mean, like,
well, they're going to have like 16-year-old academy players who have never seen,
right, and then have like to face the Man City attack of De Bruyne controlling the ball and then Alvarez and Doku and Haaland going around. Are you kidding me? I mean, this would be a much different slate if Haaland was 12K. De Bruyne was 12K, Alvarez was 10.5, right? Oscar Bob was 7,800 or something. Like this would be a much different slate. But, like, how do you sit here and go, well, instead of playing Haaland, I'm going to play Pascal Gross at 9,800 in cash games, or I'm going to try to Joe Pedro or more, like oh well, Morgan Gibbs-White has set pieces at 9,100 against Wolves for Nottingham Forest. It's like, why aren't you just playing Haaland and Alvarez? Like just what it minus 275. I mean, dude, we've had Champions League slates where Messi and Lewandowski are like 11-5 with the same goal scoring odds. And we're like, yeah, they're probably still the best cash plays. So I think the pricing just dictates so much more here, because you could legitimately play six Man City options, mine, and you have to leave out one of the fronter attacking players, and you're fine. I mean, like it doesn't feel like you're missing out. It just feels like this slate is it's not the slate where you play De Bruyne only, and then you play like Gross and you play Mbeumo and Gibbs White at forward. That's my style of play, but the matchup dictates they're -1,000 favorites against Luton, and they need to win this game. I mean, this is a must win game for the title hunt. Why wouldn't they? You know, why wouldn't they? The only thing with Doku is that most likely he's got subbed off for Grealish, right? I mean, you have Rico Lewis, you have Kovacic, both cheap. I don't know. That's why I said they got me back on the show for like the easiest slate of the year.
Yeah, Matthias Nunez is also an option to start, and he's a $4,800 midfielder. So for some reason you're short $1,000 and wanting to play Bob, maybe you might be able to play Matthias Nunez. So that is kind of the situation there. No Pascal Gross love, huh?
I was just gonna say nobody's gonna play Gross, but you know that's a tournament play.
I feel like no matter what happens, he's at least 20% on every slate.
I don't know about this one. This one, he might be 10. Okay. I mean, you have, like, you know, Mbomo, Tony, Gibbs, White, even Doku. I can see Doku going 90 here. It depends. If the game's comfortable, then he's one of the guys to go 90. I mean, Grealish has gone 90 in three straight starts, so it'd kind of be nice to give him a rest too. I mean, Pep likes Grealish for the bigger games. I see this comment from Ozzy in the chat. I mean, yeah, Doku is better when they're -1,000. Grealish is much, much better in the tough spots. I mean, he's such an outlet. His hold up play is great. He the ball sticks to his foot. He draws so many fouls. He's just amazing at getting you out of trouble. Yeah, Doku is for when they have like 70% possession and need to score. And but yeah, anyways,
he could. Grealish gets a lot of hate, is what I'll say. He gets a lot of hate in our Discord, in the current chat.
Yeah, because people just think he's supposed to like be scoring and assisting all the time, but he's like
he's a need to really obviously.
He's not really supposed to do that stuff a lot in this team.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's a cash game talk. That's it. That's all we need to say for cash games. I mean, De Bruyne, 10.9K. If he starts, we play him. That's kind of it. Yeah, there's no reason to go against it. I know he had an illness over the weekend, but that also mean he didn't play, so he doesn't have 90 minutes on him. Though maybe we didn't get the full update from Pep. Maybe he's been throwing up for the past 24 hours. He was throwing up before that Real Madrid game, so maybe he continued to throw up. And then all the Man City pieces. That's kind of where we're at. Like if Oscar Bob starts, Nunez starts, Kovacic, all these guys are so cheap is kind of what Jordan was saying. I'm just going to go through it all. We get to defender. Rico Lewis is 49K. It's pretty easy. He's been playing in a more forward role, especially when there's three defenders behind him. Ruben Diaz, as he starts, he's 3,900. John Stones is 4K. Jordan said, you can plug in these six Man City guys, do the rest, and that'll be the most popular cash route. You're on a team with a close to a 3 implied goal total. I guess that's it for cash. I mean, Ryan,
I got a question for Ryan. I think
go for it.
And I've been making some cash builds with six Man City players. The defender / utility difference, because it's gonna matter. So let's say you plug in. Let's say we're gonna plug in Haaland. You plug in Alvarez, you plug in De Bruyne, you plug in Oscar Bob at 5,800. You plug in Rico Lewis at defender. So now you have a goalkeeper, defender, and utility spot. Even if you go all the way down and play Kaminsky, even if you go and play, you know, Muric or one of the Gerbich or whatever, Gerbic, whatever his name is, one of the cheap goalkeepers. Is it more valuable to find because you need to play three teams in your lineup. So the goalkeeper is going to be one team. Six Man City players will be the other team. So now you need to find a player from another team that's probably in the high, in the mid 3K to low 4K, like maybe 4,200 to 3,500 range. Would you rather fill that spot with a player like Diaz, with one of the Man City defenders, and not play Kovacic, or not play Bob, or not play one of the midfielders? Or would you rather just find a defender, whatever? At that point, I think in that range, there's no like value defender on this slate where it's like, oh, you got to play this guy at 3,700 or something.
Yeah.
So is it the type of thing where your third player is just whatever defender you want? Like if you want to play one of the Brentford center backs or Christopher Asia, or if Lamptey plays for Brighton, I think he's going to be out anyway, so I don't think it matters. But like, or literally anyone, or literally say, I'm going to go down and play the lowest price defender with a check mark, and then pay up at, and possibly just pay up a goalkeeper. Maybe I don't think you can get all the way up, but which is more valuable, a Man City defender with the clean sheet bonus and possibly a shot or two? Maybe, you know, they could get 6 points.
Yeah, no, it's a great question.
Rather than Kovacic, who at a midfield spot,
it's a great will fill question.
A utility and possibly come out with only 3 points.
Yeah, okay, it's a great question. I think you kind of just hit it at the end. I think Bob and Kovacic are very questionable chalk as chalk. So I don't mind fading either one of them. I don't even mind only having five City players if you really love your lineup. I mean, they're not playing a high school team, you know? Kovacic has never had a goal or an assist for Manchester City. He's scored like over 6 fantasy points like twice ever.
Oscar Bob. You pointing that out confirms how he's gonna score 26 fantasy
points. Yeah, okay. Oscar Bob, he played 90 last week. They scored 4 goals against Palace and dominated. He scored 5 points. I don't know if he had a shot. I mean, like, there's other guys in the 5K range that might just be better than Bob. So, like, this is where, yeah, I don't mind fading either one of those guys. If defender ends up being bad, then give me Ruben Diaz, too. So you get the I mean, I think you know where I stand. But, yeah, that's a good question. But then,
I think it feels like to you that if you're going to play 6 Man City players, or even if you play 5, that you'd rather play a Man City center back alongside Rico Lewis, play both of them, and then find the cheap midfielder or something, you know, like whatever $3,200 player for some other team, you know, like Yarmolukh or something, like, or like someone like that, then fill the spot with Kovacic and then play like the cheapest defender from some random team.
I think there's like 4 or 5 playable guys under, you know, 6K.
Just want to combat Ryan here. So last time they played, I did mention the 6-2 result. So Erling Haaland had 5 goals, 7 shots in 77 minutes. De Bruyne 4 assists. Everyone remembers that, but do we remember who scored the 6th goal in that game? Yes, it was Mateo Kovacic.
No, really?
Yes, it was.
Why does it say he has no goals in the league? That wasn't a league game?
It was the FA Cup.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. He did score in the FA Cup. Yeah, I was actually going to come back around to just to the fact that 3,500 is so cheap. So, like, you know, it's not the worst play if you want to play him. Like, I don't know.
Just know that 2 to 5 points is his range.
Right. And like a likely sub too, depending on who starts. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he may not even start because he's projected to be a starter. Well, he may start again against Real Madrid on Wednesday. So again, all these spots are kind of like, I think even whoever starts at center back, Pep likes to rotate his center backs. So like Gvardiol hasn't been healthy. He could be a guy, maybe he gets 45, Stones comes on for him or vice versa, something like that. So that's also something to worry about for center backs, something you don't usually have to worry about for other teams. But in a case like this, where these guys are playing probably more than Pep wants them to play, that is something I would be concerned about if you're playing the Man City center backs. So Jordan, you mentioned maybe spending up for a goalkeeper here. You actually want to spend up for a goalkeeper with your 6 Man City guys?
Maybe you can a little bit at least? I mean, I haven't tried. I mean, I just figured that if you don't play, like if you go all the way down to 2,500 for a defender, like I don't think you could get all, you can't get all the way up to Ederson. I don't think you get up. You may not want to do that anyway. I mean, there are paths. If you don't play Bob at 5,800, you could do it. I think I'm much more likely, the goalkeepers I'm much more likely to play are Muric at 4,300 and Gerbic at 3,900, right? I'm typically not, I don't think it's nuts to play Kaminsky in your cash lineup with 6 Man City players at all. You know, if they shoot a bunch or whatever, but that's not my preferred style because Kaminsky is so much more likely to score like -6 than the other two goalkeepers. Mm-hmm. But Kaminsky could easily come out with a 6-point score while giving up 4 goals. But you could kind of say the same thing for Murch and Gerbic. I mean, I prefer the home Burnley keeper, if anything. I mean, that to me, this is a pay down goalkeeper spot, but there are paths for you to pay up if you wanted to. I mean, the clean sheet odds are ridiculous. I mean, what? Almost 50% clean sheet odds for Man City. So the thing is that when they don't keep the clean sheet, like you're getting what, 3 points? Gives up 1 goal, no saves.
Yeah, that's always an issue. I keep coming back to it on these shows. I'm done with spending up at goalkeeper, just because it doesn't seem to work out ever.
Adam, on yesterday's Europa League slate, there were three keepers. There was four games. Europa, yeah. Three keepers priced 4K and below. All of them scored at least 14.
Atalanta winning clean sheet at Liverpool, yep.
Roma winning clean sheet at Milan, and Fabianski just getting peppered by Leverkusen.
Yeah, I posted the stats. It's 35 shots to one or something.
Yeah. I agree with pretty much what George said. You could get up maybe if you fade Bob. Maybe you play Kovacic instead. I mean, I've slightly warmed just to the fact that Kovacic is just 3,500, you know, depending on the lineup. I think you can't call it a bad play. Normally he's like 4,400 or something here. 35 is very, very cheap. So even I could see myself getting to him if in certain lineups.
Yeah, I think if you are a someone who spends up at goalkeeper, you can do it. I put it together where you have Kovacic in the midfield. You still have Rico Lewis, you have Ortega / Ederson, and then there are guys like Tommy Doyle is 3K. There is a chance that he's actually starting over Aitnery right here, because Aitnery hasn't been training, so he could move into starting 11. Tommy Doyle is 3K. I know Jordan played Tommy Doyle on a recent slate, if I remember correctly. 3.1K if you want a second cheap defender, Murillo. I posted a video in our Discord, rotowire.com/chat, a video of Murillo and what he does in terms of taking shots from 70 yards out. But there are ways to do it where you're playing guys that aren't like the worst idea kind of thing. But
I mean, are there any defenders, Ryan? Are there any? I know you're Mr. Pay Up a Defender, try to get your 10 points type of thing. I mean, to me, I think this is a disgusting defender slate. I mean, I haven't even looked, but I mean, are you paying $5,900 for Purvis of Stupinon if he starts? I mean, doesn't seem like it's that type of slate.
No, it doesn't. That's really
that means the only it is. Question. That means it is.
Well, it could be. Because there doesn't seem like anyone else worth playing, which
Reguilón, Aitnery, if he starts, it seems like a stupid on Reguilón, Aitnery, assuming he starts up front in some way. I mean, they all have like upside, but this doesn't feel like a spot where like, oh, there's someone that has a clear path to 15 plus points that I want to get so much ahead of the field that are going to be playing guys that are much more likely to get 4 or 5. I just feel like other than whoever scores random goals, no defender scores more than 10 points on this entire slate. Like other than Zanka has a goal, like some random, something that is completely variant and unpredictable, but I'm not sure if there's like Jared Bogle has 14 crosses, or I don't think Nico Williams has. I mean, these guys, I would prefer to play them. At, you know, Nico Williams at 5,100 is fine, but I don't think it's the type of slate where you pay up a defender and then it's like, well, you're going to have to sacrifice one of De Bruyne, Haaland, or Alvarez. And if you're not sacrificing that, you're sacrificing some other scorer that could score 2+ goals. I don't think this is a low scoring slate that's worth doing.
No, me either. I would say, you're definitely not sacrificing De Bruyne, Alvarez, Haaland. But, you know, the guys aren't priced too much more than Ruben Diaz, who's what, 4K? You know, I mean, if he could be sitting there with 2 points quite often. But, yeah, none of these guys are, like, necessarily worth it. Estupiñán's been taking corners here and there. He's okay. Reguilón, just going to ask Adam. I don't think he's played with Mbomo yet. So I don't know. I don't think he can. He did.
Yeah,
I didn't check, but did because I don't think he took any sets, right?
Let's check it out. Rotowire.com/.
He's just out of the conversation. I didn't check Sheffield yet. If he's not taking corners, he just can't play him.
No, I think, you know. Were you talking about Reguilón?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think it was a split between Mbeumo and Jensen.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
he didn't take any.
Yeah, so I agree. Like, I think I just would rather have the City guy. I don't know. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Like, Aitnery, that's more of a tournament play. He's expensive now and like, not even fully healthy.
Yeah, I bet. I want to say
I wish I could make more of an argument.
I bash people for not playing Aitnery a week or two ago, but I'm not going to play him if he starts. This injury, I don't want to play a guy who hasn't trained, who was subbed off early last game. If he starts, like, going 60 minutes is in range. They also have Heechan. Heechan's going to be on the bench, so that's another guy who can come on for him. I'm throwing Aitnery out of my personal player pool.
The Aitnery faders, they got lucky on that slate. Adam, they got lucky that he got hurt.
Oh, last week, yeah.
That slate where we jammed him and he came off at 55. He was going to do well. He'd already drawn the penalty, two shots, was in the box a ton. Anyway,
I was going to say they didn't get lucky the prior slate when we.
No, they didn't. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I think I don't know. The City guys just seem pretty much better than. I can't argue.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Yeah, so let's get into some more tournament talk here. A little different than usual, given the City slate, but I see Jordan's in the 25 die, king of the pitch. Ryan has an entry or two in the 333. There's a few tickets up for grabs on this slate, so... I assume Ryan is playing a little differently in a contest with 67 entries compared to one with 235 entries. Ryan, do you have entries in both those? Are you going to enter both those?
Yeah, I'm going to play. I don't have a tick. I max that 25 every time. I have seven in there. Okay. Still zero tickets from it, so it hasn't been going very well. But we're going to try.
So are any of your entries in the 25 the same as the 333?
Sometimes one will be, okay, but probably not on this slate.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I'll try to just ship both qualifiers with the same lineup. All right, but yeah, you were saying, like, yeah, is it going to be different? Like a 67 person? I think slightly. Yeah. Especially because three spots qualify for that one. That's 67. So, yeah, I have slightly different thoughts. My lineup will be a little bit different.
Okay. Well, Jordan, 235 entries. How are you going to beat these 235 entries? What is – I know you're busy building your SGP right now, but we got to figure out how to win this ticket here. So what is the move? Is it, you know, play, what, two Man City guys and go somewhere else? Is it four Man City guys and then, but they're cheaper and you're finding goals in other teams? What's your move here?
I think the clear move is Brentford. I mean, the thing I like about Brentford, I mean, at least what my impression is, their goal scoring is very condensed. Like, there's a difference. Like, Man City could score four goals, and you may not need any of them to win a GPP. Now, I say need. Sure, they'll be in the winning lineup, but it's Man City, Haaland could score one. Kovacic could score one. Well, you probably need him if he scores. But, I mean, like, they could go around. If they score three or four goals, Grealish comes on and scores. I mean, like, stuff like that could happen. I feel with Brentford, this is a must-win game for Brentford. I mean, they have 29 points. They're 4 points clear of the relegation zone. But these are the games that they have to win. I mean, like in order to get to safety, they're a big favorite at home against Sheffield. They need to win. This is not a draw. They need to win this game. Really, all their goal production comes out of Tony Mbeumo. And then I think Jensen stays on as long as he's capable, as long as the game is in hand. I see myself playing a lineup with all three of them and then fitting what the hell, whatever Man City, if I could find a way to get, maybe I don't have De Bruyne in that lineup, right? Maybe I only have, Julian Alvarez or something like that. Or it's quite possible maybe I just have a defensive stack of Man City. I just feel like it's quite clear that, like, you look at Nottingham Forest and, yeah, can you play Chris Wood at 8K? Sure, I guess so, right? Could you play Wolf? Can you play Sarabia? How many people are playing Sarabia on this slate? Probably barely anyone. I could, obviously. But
Sarabia,
whatever you want to call him. How many people are playing Joe Pedro and these types of guys? Not many. But as far as, like, the goal total, like, Brentford has almost as high of a goal total as Man City does. And I kind of know where, like, it would shock me. I mean, of course, I say it, and now, next thing you know, they're going to win 4-0, and it's going to be goals from Reguilón, Janelt, and Nathan Collins. But for the most part, when Brentford score, it's through Tony and Mbeumo. And I prefer Tony over Mbeumo in lineups because I think Tony plays 90 no matter what. But I have no problem just playing Tony Mbeumo, Jensen, root for Brentford to score enough that if Man City puts up only two or three goals, you're going to need Tony is the one with the hat trick, not Haaland, and Mbeumo and Jensen are splitting enough set pieces and each get an assist that you're sitting there going, well, Julian Alvarez at 18 points. Yeah, but Mbeumo at 20. Right. Or Oscar Bob had 12 points. And it's like, well, Jensen had 14. Like, it's those types of situations. Anything off the board from there is going to be much lower owned. If you want to take Brighton or Nottingham Forest or Wolves, I mean, that is the most contrarian way to go. I mean, Luton obviously is the most contrarian way to go, but at least reasonably contrarian. I'm not saying that Tony Mbeumo will be unowned. I expect these guys to be 20%+ owned anyway, but they're not going to be 50%+ owned like the Man City guys.
Ryan, what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to mention stacking Sheffield. Brentford.
I thought we were going to get the Brereton Diaz McBurney stack. Man.
All right, I don't think you need to. I don't think, I'll get there. I think.
Okay.
I'm not crossing off Sheffield.
Neither am I.
As far as Brentford goes, I agree with what Jordan said. I think, though, you know, you don't necessarily have to have Jensen in there. Like, you could go even cheaper to a Yarmolukh. You could even use one of the defenders. I think Jensen's fine, too, but he just has more paths to busting. I feel like even when they score three goals at 6.4K. I don't know. Who did we not mention? You got Chris Wood there at 8K. No one's going to click him. I think these Burnley forwards are kind of cheap. You could click one of them though. And then, yeah, like Brentford, back to that Brentford game, they haven't been very good lately. And they've been giving up some chances. This is an important game for them. Might get nervy. Sheffield have been okay. So I think you can use some Sheffield guys. You'd love for this game to get back and forth. First, you got Ben Osborne, who's 3,800. He's not exciting, but he's been splitting sets. I mean, he could get you to 12 with an assist. I mean, you know. Hammer, I think he's fine too. I mean, what a great pivot off bad chalk Oscar Bob. So yeah, I'll play some Hammer. Another good pivot is Adam's boy Cullen for 5,400. He's got paths to 15 points. He took more sets than Brun Larsen the last couple of games. So honestly, a guy that normally I wouldn't play in tournaments, but if you're on lineups, you know, if I have two City forwards, yeah, I'll play one of those guys instead of Bob for sure. Yeah, I don't know. We gave it all away already.
Sorry,
away. That's what happens when you bring me on. Maybe right. I won't show up, so you can take.
No, no, I didn't mean you. I mean we. Yeah, that's. I mean, as expected.
As we're looking here. There's a slight chance Brentford go back to a 4-3-3, which is when at full strength, that's what they would do in this situation. Would that change your mind about, I know, I guess Reguilón's not like a lock for us by any means, but would that change your mind in terms of actually playing Reguilón, Ryan?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to play either of their defenders if they were in a back four. Someone like Rojlev, he actually has upside in a matchup like this. Like we see him forward all the time. He has goals and assists this season.
He did get a goal and assist against Chelsea recently.
Right. So if he's on the wing, like that's where I said, like, you don't mind including him in your stack over like a Jensen, but not if they have a back four. They're too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Brentford Sheffield United match is intriguing. Sheffield United are actually scoring goals. They got some guys back, Burton Diaz and McBurney. Burton Diaz has been battling injury since he joined the team, and McBurney's been kind of hurt all season. But when those guys are up there, they're finally scoring goals. Though they're playing a little looser because their season's basically lost already. So playing a little looser, that's resulting in more goals. Though that's also resulting in more goals for opposition as well. We talked a little bit about forward here. Ryan kind of mentioned all the standout mids. Do you guys like Divock Origi here at 5K?
Yeah. Is he going to start?
No, he might, but Nuno's a big fan.
No, I'd be fine with him in tournaments. Yeah. He seems sane. That's why I mentioned the Burnley guys. If you can get a goal from a 5K player, any of those guys playing at home are fine.
Yeah, so we're basically looking at more of the cheaper range, not the 9K Sarabia, not this isn't a Doughty slate. Yeah, even at 6,400, Jensen is fairly expensive.
I mean, and Bradham, your boy. Sorry, your boy Lyle Foster is 3.9.
Yeah, he is.
He's 3.9.
is Fofana or Foster, my boy?
I don't know. I think I don't know.
Which one have you lost the most money with? That's the one.
I like Fofana. I like Fofana for 5.8. I think you could play him in tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll get one here, but. One goal and eight shots for the team. I'm not sure it's going to be. Though, if you're getting a 3.9K forward with a goal, then it doesn't matter in the end. But I do like João Pedro. That's what I was going to say. So Julio Enciso was ruled out. Evan Ferguson was ruled out. That's another two more attacking options were ruled out recently. Adam Alana is another option in there. They're kind of lacking attacking options. Lamptey was ruled out as well, and he's actually played in attacking roles recently. Joao Pedro recently back from a hamstring injury. Just a guy who's on PKs. He has, I think he scored a couple braces this season. Going against Burnley, he is 8,500. So he's under that range that where kind of Jordan was looking with Mbeumo and Tony, under the Pascal Gross range. Just seems like a guy who has the brace upside. He seems to be Brighton's best attacking player, best goal scorer. 8,500 against Burnley. I think he gets a shout here because I kind of like him.
That's a pretty good call, actually. That's a pretty good call right there, I got to say. He's only going to be like 5% owned probably, right?
He can't be
clearly Brighton's best forward. He takes penalties. We've seen him have monster games plenty of times. We've seen multiple penalty games plenty of times. Brighton just – and it's a good matchup. They just destroyed Brentford on the road. And Pedro had like 17 floor points. I don't remember. But, he could smash with a brace.
Yeah, like who's going to be more popular, Doku or Joao Pedro?
Oh, Doku, like times right. Six, like times 10, maybe.
Right. So, and I think that's incorrect, first off. So.
Yeah, I mean, it probably is.
Though I didn't mention at the top, Issa Kabore is also out as well. So it's another defender because he is loan locked for Manchester City. Jordan, how many of your lineups are all of your lineups going to have Rico Lewis? It doesn't matter if you're stacking Manchester City. Are you just plugging Rico Lewis in at 4.9K?
I mean, I don't think he's a must. I mean, he's clearly the best defender play. Him essentially playing as an attacking midfielder, right? But I mean, we've seen as Jack Burkhart could attest. Although I'm a big Rico Lewis, you know, fan that I play him almost all the time. I don't defend outside of like a goal, assist, some random stuff. I think, like, you could close your eyes and play, like, any defenders on the slate, and I don't think you're anywhere significantly above or below. I expect Rico Lewis to be probably over-owned. I wouldn't be opposed to not play at 4,900. See, the thing is that, like, in a lineup where I'm playing Ivan Toney and not, like, Holland, like, I could easily play, like, Reguilon or Roslev or something like that, you know, play the fullback from the team that will probably assist the Tony goal. So like, that's how I'm viewing like Rico Lewis. Like Rico Lewis is the default, like he's there, but if I could correlate to, if I'm playing Chris Wood, which I'm probably not, then I could absolutely see playing, you know, Nico Williams in that spot instead of Rico Lewis.
How heavy are you going to be on Rico Lewis, Ryan?
I think, well, it might be lineup dependent. It might be lineup dependent. I don't think he's, like a must, like Jordan said. I mean, let's take a look at this projected lineup. So at one point, I thought a pretty decent rule was when Rico Lewis started alongside four other defenders, he's probably going to be a pretty good option. There's only three other defenders in this lineup. We don't have Rodri in there. So you could see Rico Lewis being slightly more defensive. We've seen him in these spots have like 4 or 5 point games before.
Recently he also happened against Burnley.
Right. And then, you know, but he also might end up playing an attacking role. And if I think there's a good possibility for that, then maybe he ends up in all my lineups. But, you know, you also have Kvardiol there at 54. I mean, just nobody's gonna click. He saved me again midweek with a wonder goal, but I mean, just the guy is just an absolute unit. I mean, 17 floor points against Arsenal or something a couple games ago, just always shooting, crossing when Haaland plays even. So yeah, I don't know. I think that's an interesting leverage play for tournaments. I don't think people really, nobody really wants to play 5,400 Kvaratskhelia.
Well, especially in a back three, like it's much different than
People thought
Stones is there and Guardiola is kind of positioned as a fullback. Then I mean, he's still going to be low owned. But I think if they play with Doku and Bob on the wing, like I don't think I think Guardiola may end up being the lowest owned.
Me too.
Player, below Diaz and Akanji.
Yeah, but people thought he was in a back three in the Champions League. And that's just not how it works. Like they change maybe when they're defending, but City aren't going to be defending much in this spot.
Yeah, I wanted to point out here. I recently had this discussion with Shu, a regular in the DFS lobby and a subscriber. So Man City with the ball, like they have three in the back, but that doesn't mean three guys are sitting behind, like in their own defensive third. Like three in the back means maybe like Ruben Diaz is sitting at the halfway line and Vardiol is about 30 yards out sitting just atop of the box, passing the ball around. Like back three in this Manchester City team against a team like Luton Town, they're going to be in the attacking third, you know, 80% of the match. So like, I don't think position, like we can talk about position, but at some point Manchester City positions don't fully matter. In terms of like a Vardiol and in terms of something like that.
Yeah. I'm just not going to add anymore because I like people thinking that he plays in the back three.
my worry is that he entered the Real Madrid match, not 100%. So I'm still not certain that he's actually going to start this one, but
same, I was thinking the same. And I also wouldn't be surprised if he gets an early sub either.
Right. That's
I agree. He's risky for other reasons.
It'd be the same with John Stones, who hasn't been healthy all season, to, you know, start him and have him go 90 minutes. Just seems unlikely in another game when they have the second leg against Real Madrid. So they don't really have any other center backs is the issue, because Kyle Walker and Nathan Ake are both out. Jordan, before we get to your DFS play, who is your top center back play on this slate?
Top center back?
Not Man City. I'm not giving you the easy out here.
What? Then that means you play it's going to be a Brentford center back, Collins or Pinnock.
Okay.
I guess.
Pinnock back from injury, could start 3,300. Craig Dawson, also your favorite center back. He is also back from injury. He could start. He's 2,900. So there's a couple options here.
I know who yours is, Adam. You already teased it, but
Murillo.
Like 3,300 Pinnock is almost as good as the City guys. If he had been going nine, I mean, he's already the center back that everybody, you know, sort of thinks has a higher floor than all the other center backs because he's can.
Did you watch the Murillo video I posted in the Discord?
No, I said you were just teasing it. I didn't, but I'm a Murillo guy. I touted him on the last slate and played him.
If you have not seen Murillo play once this season, just watch the highlight. I think the Premier League posted it yesterday or something. He's just had like five almost goals from 50 yards out this season because he's testing the goalkeeper.
I mean, yeah, he's like a 21-year-old Brazilian with like some Brazilian skills that thinks he can. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, one of those guys. He dribbled from the defensive third all the way into the box and probably should have scored, but kind of kicked it right at the goalkeeper. But he got the assist in 7.5 points, which whatever. I think he was 2,500 against Fulham.
Yeah.
So Jordan, you said your single game parlay was Man City and goals. So what does this entail? I'm gonna put it together for the fans here.
I wouldn't suggest doing that. I'm being forced into giving out something that I don't believe.
What's your? You gotta have one. That's it.
Why do I have to have one? I don't have to have anything.
Yes, you do. You have to have one. This was the rule.
It says on the title, EPL DFS strat.
Yeah, I added SGP while we were going. You didn't refresh yet.
We should do a single podcast parlay.
A single podcast parlay?
Right. But we have to bet on what each other is going to like. Okay. So it's a Murillo goal for Adam. Right.
Okay.
And then I guess Gvardiol over 2.5 crosses or something like for Ryan. And then, I guess for me, it would be like anytime Ivan Toney goal scoring or something.
Are there crossing bets? Like, do you know sports books that have crossing bets?
Well,
like
I know, I think Prize Picks and Underdog.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Outside of like the picking games kind of thing. Cause right. That's one thing I haven't seen on sports books. But that's all we got. I know Jordan wants to talk for an hour here, but I don't know if there's anything else to mention.
I don't. I said in the very beginning, this podcast should be 3 minutes long. Play Man City. Good night.
Yeah, watch out for Man City rotation. Ryan, you got anything else?
Not really. I mean, I think we kind of said it, like nobody's really going to play guys that would normally be in consideration. I mean, like the set piece guys, the Gibbs White, Sarabia, even Mbomo. Like, yeah, all those types. I know. Yeah. No, I don't have anything else. Just it's a good slate to not play Manchester City if you feel like taking some risk.
Yeah, João Pedro mentioned him. This is also a slate where why not? This is like a 30-point Pascal Gross slate, and everyone would be like, man, should have seen that one coming. They played Burnley. And then all these Man City guys got subbed off or something like that. One last question. I know Jordan was talking about playing both Toney and Mbomo. If you had to pick, Ryan, do you have a preferred option over Toney and Mbomo? I know Tony's on PKs, but is that what it comes down to for you?
Man, honestly, I really don't. I was trying to think about it. I just, like, you know, Toney is going to score more braces, but, like, Mbomo probably only needs one to, you know, because he'll probably have a higher floor. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. I think they both score 25-plus points relatively often. I mean, like a relatively similarly. So yeah, I think they're both really good plays. Toney probably has more braces and, you know, more hat tricks and yeah, but you can go either way. It's just like, it's such a good matchup. I don't know. I think they're closer together when it's such a good matchup.
You just bullied me into playing both of them. So if they both bust, then that one's on you. That one's on you, Ryan. That's all we got. They might. I hope not. You know, home against Sheffield United. That would be disappointing for Thomas Frank, future Liverpool manager. Rotowire.com/soccer trial, 48-hour trial. This is game week 33. That means the final slate is coming closer. That means King of the Pitch is coming to a close. That means the final 10-game slate is coming. So hopefully we might get like a 4-person show. If we can get Jack on, we might try and get a 4-person show for that beautiful last one. And hopefully we'll all be back next week. We'll see what DraftKings does for us. But you can find Ryan at Ryan Belongi on Twitter. Jordan is at Blender HD. I am at Roto Zadroik. And also follow RotoWire Soccer for all that stuff at RotoWire Soccer. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Good luck, everyone, on this. And hopefully the 4 King of the Pitch tickets will come down to RotoWire subscribers. So shout out to you guys.
Good luck, everybody.